Good morning. My guest this morning is Mark Hogan from the Cloverdale Fiddle Festival. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Sure. What is your role in the festival?
Well, I'm actually the coordinator of the festival for this year. I work with Bonnie Widorczyk from the Cloverdale Citrus Fair, and it's a partnership between California State Old Time Fiddle Association District 10, the Sonoma County Folk Society, and the Cloverdale Citrus Fair.
Well, I should tell people what they weren't able to hear. My asking you if this was the first Cloverdale Fiddle Festival, and you said, no, it's the 41st. That is amazing. So it's been going, what would that make the first year? Certainly well back in the 20th century. Who are you featuring this year?
It's a fiddle contest. And it's going to have a contest component. People can go to www.cloverdalefiddles.com and see what the fiddle program is going to be like. But on a second stage that's sponsored by the California Bluegrass Association, we have Debbie McClatchy, a terrific old-time musician who will also be doing a Charlie Poole banjo workshop with Steve Wharton. Then there's going to be Gilchrist, Nygaard, and Reichman, a trio of fine bluegrass and old-time musicians who are working together for this event. Kevin Russell and his so-called friends will be playing there, and Blithedale Canyon is another bluegrass band that will be playing.
Sounds like a great lineup. So this is April 1st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and I see at the bottom of the flyer that RV hookups are available by reservation. So if people have RVs and are wondering whether or not to bring them, I assume they should.
They can just call the fairgrounds, and they'll set you up.
On both Friday and Saturday nights, right?
So right.
That means that
you get there Friday night, you can enjoy, or Friday afternoon and stay Friday night, you can enjoy all the jamming that, you know, people do there while the event is being set up. And then on Saturday, all through the day and into the evening, people will be able to pick. There's also going to be an after contest jam with the judges at Ruth McGowan's Pub, probably starts around 6:30 or 7 o'clock. And, there's a lot. Bring your instrument. There's a lot of opportunity to play old-time music with your friends.
Well, how did this start? How did Cloverdale and fiddles become associated like this?
Well, the Cloverdale Historical Society, who ran this before, was looking for an opportunity to raise funds for the Cloverdale Historical Society. And the town got into it, and this went along well for about 35 years before attendance dropped off. And it was no longer a feasible fundraiser. They could just sit at their computer and write grants. It was much more efficient. So not wanting to let it die, I injected myself into the process, became the coordinator, and worked with the Historical Society for a couple of years, but it wasn't working out, so they gave it up altogether, and I partnered with the other organizations to keep it afloat.
Are you a fiddle player yourself, Mark?
No, I'm not, actually. I play mandolin, but I'm not a fiddle player. It's just that it's just too good an event to let go by the wayside.
Right. I'm sure that's so. It sounds like just a fantastic event. How many people normally come? What are you expecting in terms of crowds?
Well, you know, we're hoping for a really good attendance, it's hard to say. Depends on the weather a lot of times. Although this was a winter event for years, once summer starts to come, people are more dependent on the weather to make their decisions.
Right.
Usually about 400 to 500 people.
Excellent.
Sometimes as much as 1,000 on a really, really good year.
Mark, thanks very much for letting us talk to you and find out more about the Cloverdale Fiddle Festival. Let's tell our listeners that it is on April 1st of this year, 9 in the morning till 6 in the afternoon. For more information, you can call 894-3992 online, cloverdalefiddles.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCV for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.